The White House climate change chief dreams of new energy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Carol Browner is President Obama's assistant for energy and climate change. She was among the speakers at an energy conference at MIT this week, and during an address that was made available by MIT, Browner indicated we've got an opportunity to get the nation off its fossil fuel addiction, become more energy independent, and create some jobs in green energy.
Let us dare to dream of a nation where the excess solar energy of our deserts, the wind potential of our great plains, fuel our homes, our cars, and our businesses. Let us commit ourselves to a future where the businesses that sustain our planet are rewarded and those that endanger our Earth are held accountable.
Next week, Congress begins hearings on an energy bill that includes a carbon cap and trade plan that'll make fossil fuels more expensive and renewable energy a better option, all in an effort to lessen reliance on foreign oil and to reduce greenhouse gases causing global warming. At the White House, a vegetable garden is now all planted. Rebecca Williams is here. You've got this map of the garden on the South Lawn, so what's the president raising?
Well, all kinds of stuff. The Obamas have blueberries, raspberries, rhubarb, peas, and broccoli. And you might remember the grief that President Obama got as a candidate last year when he mentioned that he went shopping for arugula. Some people called it an elitist vegetable.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's elitist about lettuce, but yeah, I remember that.
Well, the garden does have arugula. It also has all these heirloom vegetables that were donated by the Monticello Foundation. And these were seeds and sprouts that were first planted in Thomas Jefferson's garden. They have great names, things like tennis ball lettuce and prickly seed spinach. When Michelle Obama planted the garden, she made a point of saying that the seeds and soil only cost $200, so it's pretty affordable.
Yeah, if you don't mind pulling the weeds.
Right.
All right, thanks, Reb.
Sure.
This is the Environment Report. Well, the Obamas aren't the only ones thinking about gardening. In some cities, foreclosures and home demolitions are leaving a lot of vacant lots behind. Julie Grant reports neighbors aren't happy about that, but some are using the land for gardening.
We're watching the huge arm of a backhoe smash into the front of a house. More than 1,000 homes are being demolished this year in this city alone, Cleveland. The same thing is happening all over, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Milwaukee, and it's leaving acres of vacant property. Vel Scott has lived in Cleveland 30 years in a neighborhood with lots of unused land. She sees people on the bus struggling with shopping carts, carrying babies, doing whatever they have to do to get groceries home. But last year, Scott realized there's another way to feed people. And she started her first garden since she was a kid.
And I thought about, well, we have this land, so why not go over and clear it and use it?
It was a great idea, but Scott realized pretty quickly it was easier said than done.
And after I got over there, and it's such a huge piece of land, I said, my God, where do I start? You know, I don't know what to do. So we did a V. V for victory, V for veils, V for whatever you want to do, wanted it to be.
Scott has been getting help from Morgan Taggart. Taggart works with the Ohio State University Extension Office. She says tearing down so many houses is leaving a mark on neighborhoods in Cleveland and other cities. And urban gardens are part of a post-industrial vision for these places.
It's an opportunity for us to kind of reimagine our neighborhoods, our city, our county, and how we can begin to integrate more sustainable principles into the planning of our neighborhoods.
Taggart says lots of people want to start growing their own food. The economy is luring them back to gardening, especially in neighborhoods that don't have big supermarkets with fresh produce. And she says these vacant lots are giving them new places to plant.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.